well.
I am flattered. I am just so nervous right now.
So let's talk about this track, All My Love. It's like a boomerang effect going on right now with this track. Can you tell all your fans and followers about this track? They are in love with that track.
Yes. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to say hello to everybody and all the listeners out there. Thank you for your love and support, and also thank God, first and foremost. All of My Love basically was originally created about 2 years ago, you know, and I was on a label, and you know, things were being marketed differently. You know how the industry is; it's very political, and it didn't really, you know, take, you know, the road that I thought it was going to take as far as marketing, and I let it sit for a while, and then as you know, for all my listeners out there, I'm on Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify. I spoke to my boy Taiwan. He's from Atlanta, and me and him have been conversing about, you know, All My Love for a while now. But you know, he knew the type of artist that I am, and what have you. He knew what I wanted as far as love songs are concerned, and I'm a loving man, not a lover boy. I'm a loving man. So when it comes to my music, you know, I aim towards, you know, music that's going to soothe the minds of the ladies and catch the minds and you know, the pride of the men as far as the production is concerned. So now that All My Love has been, like, really circulating all over the place, and I had no intentions on knowing that it was going to happen, tell you how God works, everybody that's been logged into it and requesting it. I mean, from the USA to the UK and all over. And now it's opening doors that I never thought would be opened so soon. But I always tell people, it's that one hit among other songs that you may have that can open the door to greater success.
Yes. And thank you for that information. I appreciate it. That song came out 2017, 2018, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And here it is, 2020. Good Lord.
Well, we did the recording in 2017, and I always tell people what's old to my ears may be new to someone else's ears. But like I said, the marketing was different.
Yeah,
but God gave me the strength and energy, and the proper guidance, and it's like, it's going bazooka skyrocket right now. And I love that song so much because it expresses how I am when it comes to, you know, expressing my love. Like, I let people automatically know, you know, because there's some people that have heard me sing certain songs, but when they hear this song, it's like, wow, they didn't know. We didn't know you can really blow like that. And I'd be like, yeah, I said, I'm not just a, you know, a singer. I'm a sanger. And, I'm not a studio singer. I mean, I love All My Love in a sense to where it's like on some, there you are in your birthday suit, the way you're looking at me, I know what you wanna do. You wanna make love till you can't go no more. I'm gonna give you some good love. I know that's what you're waiting for. So come on, pretty lady. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Oh, got me. I can't get nailed in my chair now. Stop it. Well, let's talk about, let's get on into the new single you push in, Your Number One. How
right.
You come up with this track here? Is there a brief story behind this one?
Well, yes, Your Number One. You know, it's so funny. I thought about, you know, All My Love, and, you know, I had to dedicate, you know, Your Number One to my queen. So I said, you know what, when it comes to expressing love, and all the fellas out there listening, you know, the ladies want to hear the words, and they not only want to hear the words, but they want to see it. You know, actions speak louder than words. So when I came up with Your Number One, You know, it was on some old letting her know, you know, I would do anything for her. You know, and for those who out there who know the product Supreme, which is like Louis Vuitton, you know, you got to treat her like a queen because she's supreme, you know. And it's on some, yeah. Oh, you're number one, baby, yeah. You're looking so damn, damn good. You're number one, baby, yeah. You're looking awesome and good. You're number one, baby, yeah. You're looking so damn, damn good. You're top of the line. You're high supreme and number one just like a queen.
Oh, so, sure. Well, hold on. Let me spin it and we'll come back to you. How about that?
All right now.
All right now. Here we go.
You're number one, baby. Yeah. You're number one. Let me show you now. I'm gonna make that move now. I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I'm gonna make that move now. I'm gonna make you feel all so good. I love the way that you talk. I love the way that you walk. I love the way that you dance. I'm gonna show you romance. So standing tall, here I am. And just for you, I'm the man. I'll make it move just for you. There is no other who can do. I make you feel like a queen. By spending money in Supreme, I get your hair and nails done. And look at you as number one.
Oh, you're number one, baby.
You're number one.
Looking so damn good.
Looking damn good.
You're number one, baby. Yeah.
You're number one.
Awesome. You're number one, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so damn good.
You're top of the line. You're high supreme. And number one, just like the queen. So here we are all alone. And ain't nobody calling our phones. We're taking shots of Patron. I'm gonna take my time, baby. I'm gonna dim the lights low. I'm gonna rub your back slow. I'm gonna show you my dance. I'm gonna enhance romance. So relax and unwind. Cause I'ma make you all mine. And I'ma show you some things that you never seen before. I'm gonna make you feel good. I'm gonna do you just right. I'm gonna love you, baby. We're gonna make love all night.
Oh. You're number one, baby, yeah.
Looking good, looking good, yeah.
You're number one, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
You're looking
on
number
one,
baby, yeah.
Baby,
yeah.
You're top of the line, you're high supreme. And number one, just like a queen. There is no other who can take the place of you. Oh, no, no. I love your style, I love your smile, I love the sex appeal that you feel when I'm with you. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
oh, you're number one, baby, yeah.
Yes, you are now.
Mm-hmm. You're number one, baby, yeah.
You're number one,
number
one,
number
yeah.
You're number one, baby.
Looking good, sexy,
you're
yeah.
Good. You're top of the line,
yeah. Irreplaceable,
baby.
You're
number one, baby.
Looking good, looking good. Ah, yeah. Number one, number one in my life now. You're high supreme and number one just like the queen.
You're number one, baby.
Yeah. Looking good, looking good. Yeah, you're number one, baby. Yeah. You're looking so damn, damn good. You're top of the line, you're high supreme. And number one, just like the queen.
All right, that is Your Number One by E. Chris Elder, everyone. That is what's up
mm-hmm.
right there. A woman wants to know. She wants to know. So give us your website information and the social media for everyone to follow you up on.
Yes, this is E. Chris, the R&B Hustler, and on Facebook, you can check me out, E. Chris Elder, which is E-C-H-R-I-S space E-L-D-E-R, and you can also check me out on Instagram at E. Chris 2008, which is at E CHRIS 2008, and I'm all over TuneCore. I mean, I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Amazon. I'm just all over. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Box Music. I mean, I've been getting so much love and support from the distribution of TuneCore, so it's unbelievable. And one of the great things about it, I'm open to the public. So, I mean, anybody that's going to log in and have any questions and want to show love, by all means, I'm open to it. Just do me one favor. Just be respectful. That's all I ask. And I got love for everybody. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Thank you for that information. I would like to ask you, would you like to sing at any weddings or events like that right now? I know the pandemic is going on, but would you do it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. So, I mean, I would do that with honors because, I mean, like I said, one of the things that really captured me is to see, you know, individuals who are in love and of course, it being genuine and happy and joyful. And I would be honored to sing, you know, at a wedding ceremony, bringing two people together in holy matrimony. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. And thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, would you want to mention about any future music projects? If you want to mention that right now.
Well, yeah, what's happening basically now with me musically, you know, due to this whole COVID-19 epidemic that we are in the midst of, you know, I feel as if this is a time of creativity.
Yeah.
You know, where you have time on your hand to really sit down and buckle down into what it is that you really desire and love to do. And
yeah.
I've been getting a lot of like media support, you know, of course, from you, and I appreciate you so much. You know, it's an honor and a pleasure, you know, being on your show, Brenda. I mean, you are definitely the diva of divas, you know.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. Okay.
And,
thank you.
And I have also a lot of other interviews that are coming up on social media here in the U.S. I'll be dealing with some independent artist spotlight. That's at the end of the month, but coming up next week, I'll be out in the UK. Well, it'll
wow.
be like I'm out there with my boy DJ Illusion. It's called crackersradio.com. It's in UK.
Okay.
And, it's a very well-known station where a lot of well-known artists are being played on. I mean, people from Will Downing, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, this thing, and a lot. I mean, for me to be within the mix of that, I take that as an honor, a pleasure. That's going to be really hot. That's on the 25th. It's gonna be off the hook. And it's gonna be in my and out. It's gonna be what everybody knows. UK time is different.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I know.
Time is different. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, everything that's going to be going down with it. And my boy DJ Illusion, he's been such a big, big support to me.
That's good.
To the point to where, you know, he as well, just like everyone here in the U.S., fell in love with, you know, All My Love. And I had no intentions, like I said. And he brought it to my attention. But I was first introduced to him through my boy Gary Raven is his name, and Gary was basically on Facebook, and he was like, hey, you know, I really appreciate your music, and he said, I have some people that I would love to introduce you to, and that's when he introduced me to, you know, brother man, DJ Illusion.
Okay.
And he told me, he was like, listen, he said, your song is hot, I really love you, and we want to market you. So I took that, you know, I was like fascinated behind it because it was something that I wasn't really expecting at first, especially, you know, getting love like that so easily in the UK, because, you know, you have a lot of people that say you can be from the US, but most of your love will come from the UK first.
Yes.
But I've been getting it, you know, all over. So to know that the UK is showing me love and they're being very, very, you know, upfront with me, I have nothing but the utmost respect for them, what have you. And as a matter of fact, they're talking about having me come out to UK. They want to fly me out there, and they, you know, want me to do a live concert. But of course, that's going to be after everything dies down with the whole COVID-19. You know,
yeah.
It has taken a huge effect on everybody.
Right.
And you know, as I always tell people, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
It's going to pass. It's going to take a little time.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, you know, I tell everybody is, you know, stay in prayer, and everything else should come, you know, towards, you know, where it is that you would like to be as far as your goals and setting your mind straight and not being sidetracked or, you know, or having anyone discourage you, you know, what is it your true heart and love is as far as music is concerned. That's why I always tell people automatically off the back, I thank God, number one and only. Because without him, nothing is possible. Absolutely nothing.
That's right. So I would like to ask you, the online events. You got an online event coming up on another radio show?
Yes. That's like I was saying, that's going to be, I'm going to tell you, or if people just log into crackersradio.com, it's going to be crazy. It's a full-fledged interview with myself, and I've been interviewed by DJ Illusion. This is going to be on July 27th. And, you know, for those who know UK, it'll be 6 o'clock in our time here in the U.S., you know, but it's going to be crazy, crazy hot. I mean,
right.
You log into crackersradio.com and you'll hear the full layout and plus more about, you know, what's going on with All My Love, Your Number One, and also my other joint. You know,
okay.
Let me show you on top of some other stuff that I'm about to be released real soon as well.
So that will be happening this year, later
That's
this
the,
year?
Yes, actually, I'm a person of consistency, you know. Consistency is a very important thing. And this goes out to all the artists who are out there listening. You got to stay consistent with, you know, your craft. So even though I have All My Love and, you know, Your Number One and also Let Me Show You, I got another joint coming out possibly around September, October. And that's titled as Just Relax.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow.
Yeah,
so
it's gonna be crazy.
What is that ultimate desire which you want your fans to get out of this new single? And of course, All of Our Love.
One of the most things I would like for everyone to get out of All My Love and my new single, Your Number One, just be genuine with your love and show it. You know. Love is a very strong and powerful word. So that's why when I think of All My Love and my song Your Number One, I think of, you know, how genuine love is and how it can be a very joyful and happy thing. And it can also, you know, teach you a lot of things about life that you don't know and that you're unfamiliar with in regards to what real love really means and what it really feels like. You know, show love, be loved, and you will receive love. That's all I can really go on right now with that.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. So for those who are curious listeners and just catching on, what would you tell them about yourself and about your music journey briefly about yourself?
Wow. I'm going to go back a little bit. It's been amazing, I can say openly. I started on Broadway. I used to sing with the Boys Choir Harlem, and I worked with Raven Simone, Dawn Lewis from that show A Different World.
Okay.
Michael Bolton, you know, he's a very cool brother. And that was my first big, you know, exposure to the world of entertainment in a very professional way, I should say. And it opened so many doors for me after that. I'll introduce this to a lot of people who listen. I also ended up doing movies. I doubled for Wesley Snipes.
Oh, Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
So, by me being a singer and also an actor, I ended up doubling for Wesley Snipes. I did Disappearing Acts with him, Sanaa Lathan, John Amos. And then I also ended up doing some standing double work for him for Blade 2 and Blade 3. And also, God had blessed me also beforehand to work with Spike Lee in Girl 6 and Bamboozle. So, you know, by me being a singer and an actor, you know, in this industry, you know, you have to be multi-talented. So,
yeah.
By me doing movies, it opened up even more doors for me, music, to where a lot of people had started really showing me love, even Free and AJ from 106 and Park, when that was rocking. And I was on HBO getting interviewed. And then I ended up getting the blessings to be on the same staff with Chaka Khan, you know.
Okay.
And and Chaka Khan, she's a very, very cool sister, you know. Very supportive, you know, very honest and very genuine. And from Chaka Khan, I had the opportunity of also being mentored by Will Downing. And I'm sure everybody who knows some real music know who Will Downing is.
Yeah.
And from then on, you know, it was so much of an eye opener for me. Shock even called me on stage in 2003, and I had did a song a cappella that I wrote, titled "Is Me and You," and that was an eye opener for me. That really showed me that this is really real. You know, and this was at Madison Square Garden with and that was around the time when, God bless his soul, when Luther Vandross and Ray Charles was there too. So and Patti LaBelle. You know, they all gave me compliments, so I took that as an honor because they are legends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you receive compliments from legends of that nature, it means a whole lot because they're very, they're very precise and very specific with music, pitch, notes, and so forth.
Yeah.
And then coming down the lane, that's when I really, really started, you know, getting real love, and a lot of people started showing me support. And recently, let's say I'm going to go back to 2018, I had the blessings of opening up for Carl Thomas.
Oh,
opened up
wow.
For some D's.
Okay.
I opened up for High Five.
Oh.
I opened up for Ashanti. I opened up for Jeff Redd. And just last year, I opened up for Jill Scott here in New York. Yeah, so, and it's been phenomenal, you know, very, very phenomenal. A lot of people have been really, you know, showing love and support and what have you. So I'm very thankful, and I thank God for that first and foremost before anything. But that's the road that I've been on, and it's been very, very interesting, you know, and I think everything has been laid out a certain path for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to bigger and more successful things, you know what I mean? And I don't want to just be, you know, fame. I would like the fame and the fortune, because with the fortune, I'm able to spread and show the love that has been shown to me as well.
Yeah. Wow. I'm flattered that you came back. You had the time to set out the way to come back on my platform. I appreciate it. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I love your work
Thank
ethic.
You.
Love your humbleness. This time, we're almost coming to a close, and I will play Let Me Show You at the end of the showcase. Now, you can give a shout out to all those persons that have put up with you during your music
journey. Wow, yes.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, my first shout out is to God, because he is my one and only, you know, true friend from before I was even of existence on this earth. He's the one that has been leading and guiding me down paths that I had no idea I would even be going down. So I have to give him first and foremost love. And then after that, I have to, you know, give, you know, shout out to my mother, my brothers, my sisters, my fiance, which is my queen, our kids. I want to give a big shout out to you, Brenda Moss. I appreciate you having me on this show. I want to give a big up to my boy Melvin Jordan from T-Rex Radio, Michael K. Amill, My designer, Nas, from Red Ink Magazine, which I'm in that issue for July of 2020 as well. I want to give a shout-out to Michael, which is Nas' husband. He's been very supportive to me as well. I want to give a shout-out, to my boy Corey Brown out in South Carolina. I want to give a big shout-out to my boy Kenneth Stout from out in the Carolinas as well. Also, Patricia. I want to give a big up to my boy Juan from T-Rex Radio Station as well. I want to give a big up to my boy, you know, Kev. He's been showing me a lot of love, and every single body out there who's been on Facebook. And, you know, you have your stories on Facebook, and I look in, and my number's just been climbing, like, back to back, back to back. And I'm I get excited because when I see it, I'm like, wow, people are really like feeling it. So it makes me feel good. So
Well,
I want to give a shout out to my cousins. I can't forget my boy, Taiwan. I can't forget my producer, Rip from out in Philadelphia, from 13 Bunkers, recording studios, my boy, CJ. I can't forget my engineer, Elliot Wilson. He's my engineer where I do my recording at. I can't forget the person who, really puts the magic to the magic and does my mastering. That's my boy Steve from, Truth Entertainment. I mean, he's an excellent, excellent master. He's worked with Biggie Smalls, Nas, Jay-Z, so he shows mad love when he masters my material. And all his staff as well. I want to thank my boy Wash from, Under Lock and Key Entertainment. I mean, it's so many people. And also, my boy Rashad, I just found out to all the listeners out there, I have to share this because I feel so good. I have been called and maybe nominated for Independent R&B Artist of the Year of 2020. I just found that out the other day because he called me. He was like, "I'm gonna nominate you," and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know. I didn't want to get too excited." So all these things have been happening, and I also want to give thanks to all those who challenged me because I always tell people in this business, if you can't take constructive criticism or deal with the negativity, this is not the business for you, because negativity is what's supposed to make you stronger for the next hurdle that you have to jump over.
And also to correct from your mistake, if you had.
Right. So you're absolutely right. So I think all those, who challenged me, it's all good because you prepared me for the next greater challenge that comes about, because they always say, when you got to deal with a challenge, if you make it past that challenge, it does nothing but prepare you for greater challenges and blessings.
Right. That's
so,
right. That's
I'm
right.
Very thankful to those out there, to no player hate, because it's just the name of the game. I know how it gets down.
Yes,
you know?
So?
Yes, indeed.
I would like to give everyone you mentioned an applause. How about you?
Thank you.
We're coming to a close to this showcase. I have so much fun with you, Chris Elder. And any words of encouragement you would like to give at this time? We're going through dark times through this pandemic. Any words of encouragement you'd like to give? You're such a humble person. I know you are. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I will just share this and say I'm not only a singer, an actor, entertainer, but I am also a motivational speaker. And I just want to say to each and everyone out there, stay in prayer and be mindful. You stay in prayer because God helps those who also help themselves. And once you pray, be cautious of your decisions and your movement. Don't think because your prayer has not been answered on the spot that it's not heard. You have to be patient and have faith within Him. The more faith you have, the more blessings will come. And also, be mindful and visual of the confirmations that are being sent to you, because sometimes we ignore the confirmations or we don't look at it as clearly until it's too late. Take your time, and you don't have to let everybody know what you're praying about, because no one needs to know. No one knows your heart, your mind, your body, your soul. No one better than God himself. Remember, he is Alpha Omega. He is the beginning and the end, and he will always be for you for life. Take your time. Be mindful.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. E. Chris Elder, everyone. Yeah. R&B.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, I will go and sign out of this showcase by playing Let Me Show You by another track by E. Chris Elder. And at the end of the show, I have a surprise track by the next guest that's going to be on my show later this week, actually tomorrow, and that will be Wade C. Long. And I will play that to close the show out. So here is Let Me Show You. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Stay tuned for more guests that's going to be on my platform. Hello?
Let me just say this. I just want to say, everybody log in, E. Chris Elder, but keep your eyes open. E. Chris, the R&B Hustler. Love y'all.
All right. The R&B Hustler, y'all. Here is Let Me Show You. This is Lady Diva signing out.
Let me show you, baby, I can make you feel good. Let me show you, baby, I can do you just right.
Every morning, noon, and night, I can make you feel alive, supreme like a queen. So let me show you what I mean when I lay your body down and you're feeling relaxed. So baby, don't be shy, just look into my eyes.
Let me show you, 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 let me show you. Let me show you, 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 let me show you. Let me show you, 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 let me show you. Let me show you, 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 baby.
Come on.
Let me show you, baby, I can make you feel good. Let me show you, baby, I can do you just right.
It's a quarter past the hour, and you're feeling so hot. Taking shots just around, and hookah smoking at my bar, so don't stop. It's about to go down. You're feeling nice and tipsy. I got a lump in my trunk. About to show you how I turn it up. You see,
I like the way you move your sexy hips on me.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I really like your style. With the way you're dressed and your smooth finesse, damn, you're rocking on me. Just look into my eyes. Now, baby, 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 don't you stop. Come on.
Let me
kiss your lips, make you feel nice.
I can
right. That is Let Me Show You. Here is a new single by Wade C. Long. Do you have anything else you want to say, the R&B hustler, before we shut down?
Yes, to all my listeners out there, us artists will not be one without God and also your love and support. Everybody who's out there listening, please support my singles, All My Love, Let Me Show You, and Your Number One, because without y'all, the industry would not exist. So please log in, go into YouTube, Amazon, Spotify, check it out, download it, and also please spread the word and share the love and let everybody know whoever you want to, like, you know, share this good music with. And and I'm looking forward to getting out on tour, and I'm open for booking, so anybody need that wedding, you know, singer, let me know. I'm ready for it whenever y'all ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get down on it. I just came from Cancun in February, so I'm ready to get back on the road once everything dies down. So please, E. Chris on Facebook, E. Chris Elder, E-C-H-R-I-S space E-L-D-E-R, and also on Instagram at E-Chris2008. And you can catch me on YouTube and everything else as well. Peace and love, y'all. God bless.
All right. That is the R&B Hustler, everyone. This is Lady Diva signing out with a single from Wade C. Long. This is She. Good night, everyone.
Something about the way she smiles, that make me go a thousand miles and think about her all the while. There is something about that makes my pain not hurt as much, it fills my heart with joy so much. There is something about it.